I lived in New Ulm and commuted to Mankato State for 5 years, so I'd been there many times. The first time I went, I was a young adult. I was probably 20 years old. I was indignant. I wasn't outraged, but I was upset because at that time, at roughly 1975 or 6, as I recall, it was essentially a foot and a half by a foot plaque in a metal frame next to a gas station. And I thought, this huge event, while Mankato may not be proud to be the site of the largest mass execution in American history, it's not a great thing that you put on your tourism brochures, hey, come visit us, but so they're probably not proud of that, but nobody living there did that, so I think you've got 100 years distance in there. But I was outraged that this huge event is all but forgotten, acknowledged by a little sign happenstancedly next to a gas station. I thought, this deserves way more than that. Custer's Last Stand is a national park or a national monument, I believe. 1990-ish, somewhere near there, the site of the hanging was memorialized in a place called Reconciliation Park. There's an approximately 10-foot tall, pretty big limestone carving of a buffalo. I would personally, as a history guy, a person involved in tourism, and I'd like to see that marked with telling what the sign is, because a year ago, my wife and I hosted a German lady to stay with us. She actually worked at the Chamber of Commerce and stayed with us for a brief time, and I took her around on little local tours. And I was taking her to this, telling her the significance of this site, and there were two young ladies there, perhaps 20 years old, really posing and taking little cell phone pictures. And I said, ladies, do you know what this is? No, it's just a cute place to take a picture of this big buffalo. I said, oh, well, it is that, but it's also extremely significant. And I went on to tell them the story, and they're both, wow, why don't they have a sign here telling us that? Exactly. So I hope someday that can be marked. I know it's not a place of pride for the white people, and it's probably nothing that the Dakota necessarily want to get too involved in, but I would think that they would not want that lost in their heritage, I should imagine.